What's up?
Don't talk, Dad. Just sit. Turn your head. I want to see your profile. No, no, Dad, not with the pipe. What's going on here? Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, it's absolutely uncanny. The most amazing thing I ever saw in my life.
Oh, honey, I think you're going a little too far. I mean, after all, this is a face we've been seeing around here for some time.
Oh, no, Mother, not Daddy. It's Elroy.
Elroy? How did he get into this?
Who is Elroy?
He's a boy I met at school today. Do you know that when I was introduced, I just stood there and stared? Oh, it was just like meeting Daddy when he was 16.
My goodness, that must have been a strange sensation.
Let's see, you didn't meet Daddy till after you were born, did you? Oh, Mother, you're just not going to believe it. Now, it's not so much that they look alike, but... well, they walk the same, they talk the same, they stand the same.
Well, this Elroy must be quite a lad.
Oh, he is. You'll just love him. You will too, Mother.
Well, if he's just like Daddy, I haven't much choice, have I?
Honestly, Mother, I can't begin to tell you all the things Elroy does that remind me of Daddy.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to meeting him.
You know how terribly funny Daddy gets when he's angry? Well,
I'm
Elroy
angry,
is...
I'm funny.
Well, Mary means that you never lose your sense of humor even under the most trying circumstances.
Oh, still being compared to Elroy, huh?
According to her, he's you.
You once said there could never be another me.
Seems I was wrong.
Oh, Daddy, I just know you and Elroy will like each other.
Well, how could I dislike a boy who's a younger edition of myself? When am I going to be looking into this mirror of my youth?
Oh, he'll be here tonight. He's going to help me with my science.
Good.
Jeff, would you like to know what your father was like when he was a boy?
Oh, I suppose he always did his homework before dinner, and he never forgot to brush his teeth before he went to bed.
Not only that, but I was interesting, imaginative, vital.
Oh, Elroy is just like that.
I can't believe nature did it again, but I'm willing to be shown.
She's still talking about Elroy.
Has it been any other subject today?
No.
It's him. Elroy. I'd like you to meet my family, my mother, and Elroy. This is my father, Dr. Stone.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
You know, of all the boys that Mary has brought to the house, the tall, the short, and the weird, she's got to find somebody like Elroy to remind her of me.
It's very funny.
What's funny about it?
Well, funny strange, not funny funny.
Well, I'd rather see the humorous side of it. I could take offense, you know.
Well.
How would you like it if Jeff brought home somebody like that and said, Mother, this is you?
A boy or a girl? Honey, I'm sure Mary didn't mean any physical comparisons, just... qualities of character.
Well, whatever the basis for comparison is, it's just ridiculous.
Yes, dear.
I mean, if Mary wanted to find a boy to remind her of me, why couldn't she pick somebody like Lance? What's his name?
The all-star athlete and honor student. Foster?
That's the one. Why couldn't she compare me with him? You say something, dear?
No.
Naturally. But Elroy's a dead ringer.
Honey, I can understand you're being upset.
No, wait a minute, darling. Let's get one thing straight. I'm not upset.
Yes, dear, you're not upset.
Now, let's remember that.
I'll remember that. You're not upset.
Not in the slightest.
Honey, I know you're not upset.
That's what I said.
Yes, I know. But would you mind getting into your bed? You happen to be in mine. Oh,
Have you and Elroy finished with your homework already?
No, we stopped for a while. I wanted Daddy to get to know Elroy better.
Oh. Are they having a little chat?
Well, it's like the other times Elroy has been here. They sit, but they don't talk very much. Elroy thinks Daddy is just the greatest.
Well, that's nice.
Did you notice a resemblance between them tonight?
Well, honey, it's very difficult for me. You see, I've known Daddy for such a long time and Elroy such a short time.
Oh, you'll see it, Mother. I saw it right away, but I guess with some people it might take longer.
That's right.
Mother, why are they so quiet?
Well, maybe Daddy's seeing the resemblance and trying to get used to it.
Oh, Rick, you have something to do, sir?
No, Elroy. I'm enjoying this, conversation. Smoke a pipe, Elroy?
Dad won't let me smoke till I'm in college. I'm just learning how to handle it.
You handle it very well.
Thank you, sir.
What do you plan on majoring in when you get to college, Elroy?
Well, I had thought of a business course, but I've changed my mind. I'm going to be a doctor.
Well, that's fine. Any special field?
I'm going to be a brain surgeon.
Show great aptitude for it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Are we interrupting men's talk?
Mother, what exactly is men's talk?
Women, dear.
Oh, as a matter of fact, we were discussing medicine. Elroy is planning to be a brain surgeon.
Oh, I thought you told me you were going into your uncle's hardware company after college.
Well, Elroy can always try brain surgery for a while. If it doesn't work out, he can always go into the hardware business.
They both serve humanity.
Daddy, did you know that Elroy collects stamps?
Really?
Daddy collected stamps as a boy.
That's an amazing coincidence.
At last count, there were about 4 million stamp collectors in this country, and frankly,
Time
I can't see how that...
Does everybody like chocolate fudge cake? I'll get it, Mother.
Excuse me, please.
Why don't you come back downstairs? We're just finishing the...
Take a look at that.
What is it?
I knew I had it somewhere. It's a picture of me when I was 16.
Oh.
Now, tell me the truth. Is there any resemblance between me and Elroy?
Well, there is something about the eyes.
Oh, there isn't the slightest resemblance in the nose. I gotta show this to Mary. I found it. I just wanted to show.
Let me help you, sir.
Mother, you saw it. Daddy was practically rude to Elroy.
Honey, Daddy was upset because he tripped.
Well, was Elroy responsible for that?
No. But Daddy was never accident-prone until Elroy came into his life.
The two people in the world I want to get along. Somehow Daddy resents Elroy.
Well, honey, now most people have a mental picture of what they look like, and well, sometimes they just resent being compared.
Just wanted you to see this picture of me when I was 16.
I can't believe it.
Oh, it's me, all right.
You look just like Elroy.
Not much of the slightest similarity, is there?
Well, most boys that age are gawky.
I was never gawky.
Honey, your arms stick out from out
The coat sleeve, they're almost a foot.
That was the style.
Daddy, may I ask you a question? Why do you hate Elroy?
That's not a question, that's an accusation.
Now let me ask you a question. Why, of all the boys you've ever known, did you pick Gawky and me to be blood brothers?
If you dislike Elroy that much, I'll ask him never to come to the house again.
No, let him come. Let him move in with us. I want to watch him grow. So that one day we can be the same size. Twinsy! Believe me, Jack. It's not my idea, but Donna thought that with Florence out of town, you might be a little lonely, so she wants you to pick a night and come to dinner.
Well, I don't know that I can make it. After all, I've been living the gay life of a bachelor.
Sure you have. Let's see. Last night you were playing bridge at the club. The night before that, you went with Helen and George to the movies. And the night before that, you took your mother out to dinner. Some gay bachelor.
Well, every bachelor has to find his own way to be gay.
All right, what night would you like to come to dinner?
Well, I'll have to let you know, Alex. I'll try to squeeze you into my busy schedule. But tell Donna thanks. Say, how is the dear girl anyway?
Donna? It's all right.
You don't sound very enthusiastic. What's the matter? You two haven't been quarreling, have you?
Oh, no. Donna and I never quarrel. We just differ. No, it's just that Mary...
Mary? You haven't been quarreling with that lovely child, have you?
No. Well, you see, she's found a new boy. Tears come to her eyes when she talks about him. She sees in him the incarnation of me as a boy.
From your tone, I gather you don't see eye to eye with her.
Well, actually, it's not important. But if you set out to find the exact opposite, Elroy would be it. He trips a lot.
Elroy? Elroy who?
Swanton.
Oh, yes, I know the Swantons. I added a patio to the house last year.
Well, then you know the tripper.
Alex, you won't believe this, and I'll admit I probably never would have thought of it myself. But now that you've brought it up, the resemblance is fantastic.
You wouldn't be interested in a broken arm, would you?
Of course. You weren't as handsome as he was, but...
Jack, you've always been good for a laugh, but not so far.
Remember, I knew you when you were in school.
Oh, come on, Jack, knock it off.
No fooling, Alex. I remember the first time I saw him, I said to myself, where have I seen that boy before? And now I know. It was you.
Go on like this, I may forget I even know you now.
Okay, pal, okay. If you don't want to face the facts, I'll go along with you. Let it be just like you say. Elroy doesn't look anything like you. There's not the faintest resemblance. Nothing at all about him reminds me of you, and anyone who says so doesn't know what he's talking about.
That's better.
Care to hear any more lies?
Jack, I'll tell Donna I invited you to dinner. But my advice to you is to forget the invitation.
I'll make it sometime this week.
So long, Jack.
So long, Alex. Amazing.
Excuse me, Dr. Stone.
Oh, hi, Jim. Come on in.
Hi. Have you seen Dad?
Yeah, I just saw him going towards the pharmacy. Ought to be back any minute. Well, sit down.
Are you sure he won't be in the way?
No. Your father was just telling me that you pitched a one-hitter the other day.
Wow, I was kind of lucky.
Not to hear your father tell about it.
You know how fathers are.
Yeah.
By the way, I understand you were a pretty good ball player at school, Dr. Stone.
Well, I wasn't much of a hitter. When I got up to bat, the coach's instructions were always waited out. Though once in a big game, I did bring in the winning run by walking.
It's as good as a triple.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, Alex. I'm sorry, Jim. It's an emergency. I'll be hours. Oh, there goes our evening.
Well, don't worry about me, Dad. I'll do something.
You're going out to dinner, and then I was going to beat the ears off him at Slicker.
Oh. Huh?
Say, Jim, why don't you come out to the house and have dinner with us?
Oh, well, thank you, but... Is Mrs. Stone prepared for an unexpected guest?
No, I'm married to a girl who wouldn't blink if I brought home 18 people. It's not really true, but I like to think of it that way.
Oh, Donna's as close as you can get to that kind of wife. By the way, Jim, Dr. Stone has a very attractive daughter.
Yeah, she's currently intrigued with a boy she thinks is a carbon copy of me. Naturally, I don't see it.
Fathers never do. My Eleanor was 15 when she brought one home like that.
Oh?
We couldn't figure him out, but Eleanor thought he was adorable.
Mary thinks this one is me. Say, what happened to Eleanor's prize?
Oh, she married him.
Jim, that's exactly the way I reacted when I was your age. Order me to do something and I was in full rebellion.
I know what you mean, sir.
You said it, Jim.
Jeff, Daddy and Jim were talking about men.
What am I, a mackerel?
Well, you and Dr. Stone seem to have a lot in common, Jim.
Well, I consider that a compliment. Whenever Dad speaks about his ideal as a doctor, he talks about Dr. Stone.
Oh, that's the home environment. Say, Jim, what do you think of my girls?
Oh, they're both beautiful. Oh, I didn't mean that to sound so personal, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, don't you worry. We're not at all offended.
You can say things like that around this house anytime.
Could I take you all to a movie to sort of repay...
Oh, sure, Jim.
Well, thank you, Jim, but Dr. Stone and I have a running bridge game on Tuesday nights with the neighbors.
Well, I'd be glad to go.
Well, I'd love to, Jim.
Well, let's go. Sorry. I just remembered something I had to do. Oh, but don't ask me what it is, because I don't even know what it is myself.
Honey, I've tried to get away this miserable tweed jacket at least a half a dozen times. Look, the sleeves are all frayed.
You'll never understand how men feel about jackets. Women just don't have favorite old dresses.
Mary's home.
What was that sneer for?
Oh, I'm not sneering.
Oh, it was close. Come on, give.
Jim, you brought him home so that Mary could see the real you.
I brought him home because he was stranded for the evening.
Oh, well, honey, it was really very nice of you. But you'd still like Mary to think of you as being like Jim rather than Elroy.
Well, naturally. I've got to go find out what she thought about him.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, let her say goodnight.
How long does it take to say goodnight?
How long did it used to take you to say goodnight?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, yes, Mother.
Good.
Oh, what did you think of Jim?
Oh, he is a doll.
Huh?
Daddy agrees.
Well, he's good-looking, he has a sense of humor, he's intelligent, understanding.
That's what I mean.
Well, Daddy's very fond of Jim. Why don't you and he go to the dance next Saturday night?
I'm going to ask Elroy.
But why? If Jim is all those things you
said... Oh, Jim is sweet, but, well, you and Elroy are more my type.
Good night, Daddy. Hello?
Hello, Donna. Jack Richards.
Jack, now why haven't I seen you? Didn't Alex tell you I wanted you to come for dinner?
Not a word. He never even mentioned it.
Oh, now, I happen to know he did.
Now, who are you going to believe, Alex or me? By the way, honey, is Alex going to be home tonight?
Sure, unless he's called out.
Good. I've got an old friend I'd like to bring over.
Well, why don't you come for dinner?
No, I'll bring her over after dinner.
Her?
Yes. Matter of fact, it's an old sweetheart of Alex's. I'd like you to meet her.
Really?
This is a pretty torrid romance, Donna. But you've got nothing to worry about. It burned itself out a long time ago.
Well, bring her over. I'll have the house and Alex fireproof just to play it safe.
I detect a note of doubt creeping into your safe little doll's house, Donna.
Jack will be expecting you.
They saw each other every day. She's not the kind of girl you forget.
Jack, goodbye, Jack. We'll see you tonight.
Daddy, who could Jack Richards be bringing over?
Well, let's see. Could be any one of 100 girls.
The quiet ones are always very successful with the ladies.
That's true. Elroy is like that. Oh, would you believe it, Mother?
No.
Sorry, I brought up his name. Honey, did you really mean to tell me that you have no idea who the girl is that Jack's bringing over here tonight?
Darling, as I told you, it could be
any one of 100 girls. He said it was somebody you saw every day.
Ah, well, that narrows it down to 10 or 15 girls.
He said it was a torrid romance that had burned itself out.
Oh, now we're back again to any one of 100 girls.
Well, I'll bet she's fat.
Well, maybe she is, but I can assure you she wasn't.
Honey, I'm not being petty, but I do think it's very bad taste on Jack's part to...
Miss Graham!
Alex!
Oh, surprise! Oh, Miss Graham, this is my wife, Donna.
How do you do?
And my daughter, Mary.
How do you do?
Miss Graham, a teacher I've never forgotten.
You have to wait 20 years for them to say something nice.
Oh. I'm very happy to know you, Miss Graham.
I paid $18 for this hat. Do you think that's terrible, spending so much money for a hat?
Oh, no. Every woman should spend $18 on a hat sometime.
You're just the kind of a girl that Alex would marry. And you would have a daughter like this. Didn't Jack say you also had a son?
Oh, yes, he should be home soon. He went swimming.
Alex, not too soon after eating.
No, we made him wait for an hour.
Oh, good.
See what I mean, Donna? How could you keep those two apart?
Oh, what are you doing in Hilldale, Miss Graham?
Well, the school board put me out to pasture. I'm on a pilgrimage. My children are scattered.
Your students?
Each semester you say goodbye, and as you turn around, there are new ones waiting. Some you never forget.
Like me.
Psst.
She adores me.
Is he a good husband?
Oh, the best I ever had.
And a wonderful father. And I know he's a fine doctor.
Miss Graham, what was Daddy like? I mean, as a boy.
Well, let's see. He sat in the second row toward the back. Looked out the window a lot.
Oh, he still does.
I was concentrated.
You were daydreaming.
Tell me, Miss Graham, was Alex gawky?
No. He looked about as he does now. Little intense, but friendly.
There you are, honey, from the woman who knew me best.
Oh, I'll get it.
Sometimes you wish you could follow them all out of the classroom, see what they do with life.
Miss Graham, I'd like you to meet...
Oh, don't tell me, dear. It's like seeing you grow up all over again. Alex Jr.
I thought Miss Graham was just delightful.
Oh, I wish she was my teacher now.
I don't see how she could for one minute think that Elroy was my son.
Well, that was a perfectly normal mistake. I mean, after all, she knows we have a son. So when she saw Elroy, she just assumed.
She's a wonderful woman, but she's getting old. Her memory isn't what it used to be.
Oh, Daddy, how can you say that? She even remembered what seat you sat in.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Jeff.
Just ask me what happened.
What happened?
I'm a hero, that's what happened.
Not in this house, you're not. Why are you late for lunch?
Because I'm a hero.
Go wash up, hero.
What a family. Doesn't anybody want to hear? I saved somebody from drowning.
What?
Oh, how?
Well, you see, I was in the pool, and so I pretended I was drowning, and I yelled for help.
Jeff, you know you're never supposed to do that.
Well, Jeff, what happened?
Well, Elroy jumped in to save me.
Elroy?
Well, if Elroy jumped in... Why are you the hero?
Well, because he can't swim. I had to rescue him.
Is he all right?
Oh, he's a little waterlogged, but he's fine. He's up in my room changing.
But if Elroy couldn't swim and jumped in, then he's the hero.
Well, how do you figure that? I saved his life.
Because, you numbskull, Elroy did the brave thing.
Yeah, I think Elroy deserves more credit for jumping in the pool to save you because he couldn't swim than you do for saving him because you could swim.
I don't get it.
What a boy. You know, Donna, when I first met Elroy, I admit I had certain reservations, but I sensed certain qualities in that boy. I don't mean physical. Elroy. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you, sir.
Elroy, Jeff told us what happened.
Elroy, you were wonderful.
Oh, it's all so silly. Jeff's a great swimmer. Well, you see... I owe him my life.
Can you imagine such modesty? He has no idea what he did.
Darling, he's you.